it looks like that Halleck, Dirks, and Goldwater are taking the unpopularity of selling the wheat together with the unpopularity of the union's attitude and putting them together to try to make a political package.
That's exactly right. And they've got a pretty good parlay. The longshore people are getting telegrams. We know we've checked on this. We know it to be true. They're getting telegrams and letters by almost the bushel now. Everybody all over the country, the Berkshires, are jumping aboard this and building them up as the champions of anti-communism. So,
how much of the wheat have we shipped?
We've shipped the first shipment. The first boatload arrived in Russia today, and I heard a report about an hour and a half ago that it developed as something wrong with it. We don't know whether it's sabotage or not. But we're going to run into that, too.
You mean there's something wrong with the wheat?
That's the report that's come in, yeah. There is an unverified report that there's glass in it. If there is glass in it, we've got another mess on our hands. But that may be a critical form of sabotage. But I do not have a basis for crediting that.
How would that be in there? Longshoremen put it in there?
But that report may be without foundation. But in answer to your question, the first boatload arrived today. I think there are two or three on the high seas, and there are either five or eight which they're trying to load in port right now. There will be a million tons, long tons, shipped in February and March if the contract goes through.
Now, if this doesn't go through, if we don't work it out with them and just call it off, there'll be practically no wheat sold to Russia.
That's correct.
Well, now, how will the longshoremen feel about that?
They don't mind. That'll be all right with them.
Won't they lose a lot of work and not have this job?
One of the strongest boards in the Longshoremen's Association is the Irish group on the New York docks. There are two locals there, which are probably tied in with the underworld. They are strongly Irish, and as a matter of principle, keep that term right loosely, they're opposing this, and they'll stand by that. They would be entirely willing to see this whole thing go down and to feel that they would vote to say that they're the champions of protection against communism.
Wheat's involved all told, $700 million?
$110 tons on one contract, 700,000 tons on the other. Total of 1,700,000.
And how many dollars?
Oh, I don't know in dollars.
$3 million?
More than that.
$300 million.
These are tons, and that's it. Oh, yes, the figure, I think...
Well, I'd guess it's about...
About $70 a ton, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think so. So that would be, we're talking about... $5 million.
I thought it was neighborhood of a couple hundred million.
Well, it may be that high. Could be. I don't know the price on it. But that's probably right. I think it's...
Now, when we go, when we give them 50% of American bottoms on all Iron Curtain countries, that means that we have to take... some away from other countries that are now taking that, doesn't it?
No. Oh, you mean on shipping?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sorry, that's correct.
And that's what gets us in a bind there.
That's the State Department's objection. The rest of the objection is that there's today about a $7 a ton difference in shipping costs between U.S. ships and foreign vessels.
What was our original agreement with them?
It was 50%. This is on Russia. We've had no, on the satellite countries, we've been shipping 100% in foreign bottom. On Russia, our deal was 50% if available. And frankly, the if available thing was used in those first two contracts way that it, well, it reduced the 50% down to 38% in the case of Continental. Out of the 1 million tons, only 380,000 went U.S. or were signed on U.S. bottom. And it's that, that 12% shortage that is, has been holding off.
But getting back to the original deal, they won't go on what the original.
They won't, that's right.
So they say, we broke the deal, now we'll break it.
That's correct. That's exactly right.
And they have some justification.
They do. I'm sorry. They've got the details would make that situation look worse than what I've talked about here.
Well, stay after it, and I'll be here till noon tomorrow and call me. It'll be 3 or 4 your time.
All right.
Call me if you have anything else.
Will do.
Right.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
White House?
Yes.
We're clear. Thank you.